Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is Noah Part 9, and is called God's Rainbow Promise. This comes from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Today, we'd like to thank James Pippin and his generous family. Your support is impacting families around the world. Because of you, they get to hear this podcast continue for free. We would also like to thank C, Emily, Eric, Lori, Priscilla, Chris, Madeline, Tara, Mimi, Liz, and Rhonda. God has used you to provide what feels like a miracle for our family in this time when we're trying to figure out how to sustain this podcast. If you've gotten value from this podcast and would like to join them in supporting us while also enjoying the bonus content for the episodes, go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. The link will also be in today's show notes for you. Now, let's begin today's story. Welcome back, listeners, to the grand finale of our thrilling journey with Noah and his family. We last left off with Noah, his family, and the animals stepping onto the restored land, eager to embrace the new beginning God had prepared for them. Can you imagine the joy, the relief, and the excitement they must have felt as they finally left the ark? We will start off today's story considering what they did soon after leaving the ark, and then hear from our scripture. Let's jump right in. I imagine the ark standing behind them, a massive wooden testament to God's faithfulness and Noah's obedience. Noah, his wife, and their sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, standing on the fresh soil, feeling the warmth of the sun on their faces after almost a year of confinement on the giant ark. The first thing they did was just breathe. Deep, cleansing breaths of air. Air that now didn't have the smell of animals and the dampness of the ark. The world seemed new. The colors more vibrant, and the sounds more alive. The Bible tells us Noah built an altar to the Lord and gave thanks. With a grateful heart, he may have led his family in prayer, thanking God for his protection and guidance throughout their incredible journey. Then, I bet they looked at the land before them, a world reborn after the cleansing waters. It now appeared lush, with colors blooming and rolling hills of green. The clear skies hinted at the promise of a fresh start. The animals that had shared the ark now ventured out into the wild, running, leaping, crawling, delighting in the newfound freedom. Listeners, what animal do you think was most excited to be out, free in the wild again?
Well, there's a lot of to pick from, so I think giraffes, they have a reborn necks.
With a sense of purpose, Noah and his sons probably began to gather wood and materials to build shelters. His wife, pleased with her task, went about preparing a meal. The aroma of a simple, hearty feast filling the air. Listeners, would there have been houses on the earth when they got off the ark?
No.
That's right. So, as the day unfolded, Noah and his family might have worked together to create a new home, building sturdy shelters, surrounded by flowers and trees, crafting a place of comfort and safety on the fresh land. It was a group effort, a family working hand in hand, mirroring the unity that had sustained them on the ark. This takes us to our scripture for today. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17, it says, "Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him,
'I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you. The birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on the earth. I establish my covenant with you. And never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth.'"
Let's press pause a moment. Can you say the word covenant?
Covenant.
A covenant is really precious. It's more than a promise. It's relational, personal. As humans, we typically do things like make promises or sign contracts, but people can break promises, and the deal or the contract it's done.
You agreed that I would get $15 if I mowed your lawn.
Well, I changed my mind.
Fine. I won't mow your lawn again.
Unlike that, this covenant, this promise from God to people, it's amazing because it doesn't depend on us. He will be faithful to uphold that promise no matter what. Let's see what else God has to say. And God said,
"This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you, and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you. And all living creatures of every kind, never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. So whenever a rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind here on earth."
Now, everyone, let's delve into a fascinating twist in the story. After the family left the ark, God spoke not only to Noah, but also to his sons. Previously, we heard God speaking to Noah about the flood that was coming, and he gave specific instructions on building the ark, as well as on bringing animals aboard. And again, we hear God speak to Noah when he commands Noah to go into the ark. Why do you think God is now including Noah's sons in this conversation about establishing a covenant?
because he wants to know how they're doing and how they're going to feel and what they're going to do after they get off the ark.
He knows that his sons believe in God and they have good ideas.
Thanks for sharing. Well, we think it's a sign of God's enduring plan for all of us, you and me included. Noah's sons were to be part of the covenant. God's covenant wasn't just for Noah, but for his entire family and the generations. All those babies that hadn't even been born yet. So as Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth listened, God spoke of a covenant, a promise.
I establish my covenant with you, and never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy all of earth.
Noah's family listened in awe, their hearts swelling with gratitude for God's unfathomable mercy. The weight of the words, the assurance that they and generations to come would never see a flood like the one they had experienced. It filled them with a profound sense of peace. Let's imagine the scene together. Maybe as God spoke, a misty rain began to fall. A gentle rain that seemed to carry away the last pieces of the past year. The drops sparkled like diamonds in the light of a campfire. And as the family looked up, they saw something miraculous. Above them, in the darkened sky, a colorful canvas unfolded. Colors painted the heavens, and a rainbow emerged. A vibrant, breathtaking arc stretching from one end of the horizon to the other. The hues blended seamlessly, creating a bridge between the earth and the sky. They'd never seen a rainbow before. Noah and his family stood in silence, their eyes fixed on the rainbow. It was a sight beyond understanding, a divine masterpiece that filled their hearts with wonder. The rainbow, God's chosen sign of the covenant, it would remind them of his enduring love, mercy, and faithfulness. In that sacred moment, I bet the family felt a profound connection to the Creator. It was as if God, through the rainbow, had reached down from the heavens to touch their hearts, sealing the covenant with a promise they could see.
Look, my family. Look at the sky.
Is that a rainbow, Father?
Yes, my son, it is. It's a sign of God's covenant with us, a promise that he will never flood the earth again.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. God really keeps his promises, doesn't he?
He does. And every time we see a rainbow, we will remember. It's a new beginning for us and for generations to come.
Oh, I'll never forget this moment.
Nor will I, my son. God's promises are like the colors of that rainbow. They're bright, unchanging, and filled with hope.
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. We heard God make a covenant with Noah and his family and the generations to come. Do you remember what God's covenant said? What did he promise? If you do, say it out loud now.
He promised not to flood everything again.
Thanks for sharing. If you said something like, God said, "Never again will all things be destroyed by a flood," you'd be correct. Just as God made a covenant with Noah, promising never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth, his promises continue in our lives. The story of Noah's Ark, it's not just a tale from the past. It's a reminder that God's promises are a source of hope that withstands the test of time. Now, what thing did God make that would show up in the sky to remind all of us of his covenant?
A rainbow.
That's right. The rainbow. The rainbow, a symbol of God's steadfast love and faithfulness, it serves as a reminder of his unchanging promises. So, just like Noah and his family trusted in God's covenant, we too can trust God's plans and promises. We have a fun activity you can do with the rainbow on our Patreon page if you want to check that out. But this week, talk with your family about some of God's promises that you find in the Bible. And as you go about your days, facing your own adventures and challenges, carry with you the assurance that God is with you. His promises are like a beacon of light, guiding you through the storms and uncertainties of life. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope our Noah series has sparked curiosity, joy, and a deeper connection with God in your hearts. A reminder that if you want the bonus content for the episodes, just go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. Enjoying that also keeps this podcast alive and free for families to hear. We receive messages from parents say how they themselves enjoy listening and are getting something out of it. They also love that they can play it for a variety of ages that are listening in the car or over breakfast, and that they've seen the impact it has on their kids. Your support provides this, so thank you. Well, that is it for our episode today. Thanks again, and as always, bye for now.